This is CliffCentral.com.
You know, we do this thing where we don't turn a blind eye to certain things that are in the news, and VBS Bank is one of them, obviously, but we're not turning a blind eye to the fact that Donald Trump, who makes the news every single day, he's got a trade war going on. Anthea told us about this yesterday in the Money Shot. Let's not turn a blind eye this morning to Trump's aluminium trade war and the way that that affects us as South Africans. Well, you know, what Trump's done is he's hiked up tariffs on imports to America of aluminium and steel. Taylor Blinds and Shutters import their aluminium from the East. As part of their futures indicators, they're addressing issues like, is there an alternative to aluminium? Well, what do we like about aluminium? I mean, let's be serious for a second here. You know, I'm a bit of an inorganic chemist, and I like the periodic table, and aluminium is an element. So why do you like aluminium?
It's silver.
It's silver.
Shiny.
Yes, Ben, that's a good one. It's shiny because it's a metal.
Yes.
Also, it's lightweight.
Ben, you're so proud of yourself.
There are only two metal elements that are light enough and non-reactive enough to be used at that part of that point in the periodic table, and they're neighbors by a bit of a gap, but they're magnesium and aluminium. Aluminium is very lightweight. The reason it's non-reactive, it's actually quite a reactive metal, but it has a layer of oxide on it which you can't even see. It's invisible, and that oxide layer protects the aluminium from reacting. So that's why we can make a laptop out of it. We can make these microphone stands out of it. I'm just looking around me now, and there's aluminium on the desk.
Soft like drink cans.
Yes, they do use aluminium in those. There's aluminium everywhere. Aluminium is a very useful metal. So if we didn't use aluminium, what else would we use? We could use magnesium. It's very flammable, though. So that's not normally a good choice if something's going to be flammable. Let's carry on with the table from there on. So it goes magnesium, aluminium, steel. Steel is a
heavy.
Steel's heavy, contains iron. Steel is not always an appropriate metal to use for appliances, lightweight articles. Certainly not for doors and shutters and blinds like Taylor Blinds make. Aluminium's the best because you don't need seven men to open or close a shutter. You want to be able to do it yourself, right?
Ideally.
So aluminium is probably the best. And there are local aluminium manufacturers. And the product is as good if it's made in South Africa. If not, how does the potential price hike impact the consumer? Well, some companies are increasing their aluminium prices now. Taylor are not. Consumers need to be careful around this issue. Companies should not be raising their prices unfairly yet. So if you want to know more about this, I mean, I'm always fascinated by this stuff, and I think that there are things about South Africa that we could be very proud of. One of them is that we still manufacture a lot of these kinds of things, and certainly Taylor Blinds and Shutters do, in this country. I heard Donald Trump, the guy we're talking about this morning because of this trade war, he was going, I used to see a lot of Made in America signs when I was a kid, and I don't see them around anymore. We're bringing that back. Well, I'm proud that there are things that are made in South Africa that we could be very impressed
by. It's kind of rare because government hasn't exactly done much to help local production in a variety of sectors. So the fact that this is still happening to Taylor Blinds is great.
Well done to Taylor Blinds and Shutters. And by the way, every Tuesday we don't turn a blind eye to issues that affect all of us. Make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com now. Don't Turn a Blind Eye To is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Taylor's Shutter Guard aluminium security shutters are the perfect way to enjoy some shut eye because safety should always come first. Find out more at cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.